Okay. Okay, so today we're going to discuss the halacha of owning a Sefer Torah. There is a halacha, as we know, that you have to, one has to write a Sefer Torah, Kisvil Chemes Hashir Azos, and we learned that includes the entire Torah. And the Gemara has, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph, it's like this. Amar Rava, Afal Pishi, Hinu Chulav Avos of Sefer Torah La'adam, even though a person's parents left over, that he got a Yerusha, even Yarsh and Zebra, his father. Mitzvah Lichto Mishalo, Shenemar Vatak Kizacham is a Shira, Ace Vayabaye, the Kosi Vo Sefer Torah L'Shmo Shlo Yisna B'Shara Chayrim. We have a Bryce that says that the Melech has to write a Sefer Torah, he can't use someone else's. Melech in Head Yolo. Only a melech can use the Sefer Torah that he earns it. So lo tzricha, the Gemara says, l'shtei toros. Kedisani v'kazlos mishne Torah v'kazlos l'shmo beis toros. Fine, you have to write two toros for the melech. So b'pshuto, you read this Gemara, you think the melech needs that two toros, and neither one can be left over in a Yerusha. A Hadiot has one Torah, also it can't be left over from a Yerusha. He has to write it himself, or maybe even to buy it. Fine? However, the Rambam writes like this. The Rambam says, let's say you have a Melech who already got a Yerusha from his father, he has to write a second Sefer Torah. But he doesn't need to write a first one. So ask all the Mefarshim, the Kesset Mishnah already asks, I don't understand. If every single Hadiot has to write a Sefer Torah, and you can't get it as a Yerusha, how come the Melech only has to write one more Torah? He should have to write both Torahs. So answers the Emet Bracha Yisod like this. The halacha that a melech has to have two Torahs, he doesn't actually have to write two Torahs. He's like every other hadyot that he has to write one Torah, and he must have two Torahs.
Second one is to go out to war with.
Right, well, he has to keep with him all the time. Right?
Everywhere.
Right, he has to carry them where he goes. But only one of the Torahs has to be written by him, by a shliach of him. And therefore, and then there's a chiddush here, but here's the chiddush. Let's say he already has one Torah as a Yerusha, and that's not the Torah he's going to use as a melech. So he's going to have to write a second Torah. And he used the second Torah that he writes to count for both his Torah of a Hadiot and his Torah as a melech. The answer is yes. So why could that be? How can I double dip? I should have to have the answer is because there's no din that a melech has to have the Sefer Torah above and beyond that which a Hadiot has. The halacha is that a melech has to have two Torahs. But the second Torah can also be the Torah that he's yotzei with his Hadiot. That's the word number one. Now the second thing is a shay like this, and this is a shay that comes up a lach l'maisa. A person commissions the Sefer Torah to be written, he writes Sefer Torah, and then he donates it to a Beis HaKnesses. So, is that a good thing to do? So Torah Chaim in Sanhedrin, Torah Chaim is from the Gilei Achronim. He has the Sefer on Sanhedrin. It's quoted in Rabbi Kiva Yigam Shulchan Aruch here. You know what Sefer Torah says? It's not a good thing to do. Why? Because you have to own the Torah to be able to the mitzvah.
It's not for me if you give it, but you have control over it. You can take it out whenever you want.
Right, that's the eight that the post game recommends. The post game recommends if a person wants to donate the Sefer Torah to the shul, but they want to be able to the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, they should say, I'm keeping it and I'm lending it to the shul to use. I know, would that warrant the Achnas Sefer Torah also? You're just giving it to the shul to use? I don't know. There's no rules. I don't know.
You can't get it both ways, I guess.
What?
You can't get it both ways. Either.
I don't know.
Either way, there's going to be one. Not for music.
Right. See, as long as they're just finishing the Torah, it doesn't matter. Especially who's paying for the food. Okay. I hear. So, what's one of the Torah's Chaim's Rayas? This Rambam we just quoted. Why is this Rambam a Raya? This Rambam says, if you have a Torah that you yarshin from your father's, you only need to write one. And let's say the Torah that you yarshin from your father's got lost, then you have to write two. You see that if you lose a Torah, you have to write So it says, David Bracha, that raya is not a raya. Why is that raya not a raya? As we explained, the din that a melech has to have two Torahs is a din in having the Torah. There's no din that the melech has to write a Torah. There's a din that a hadyot has to write a Torah. There's a din that a melech has to have Mishneh Torah. What does Mishneh mean? It means they have a second Torah above and beyond his first Torah, which definitely means that his first Torah. Yes, you can't. To have two Torahs, you have to have one Torah. Does that make sense? To have a second Torah means your first Torah has to be still around. You have a second Torah. But if you don't need to have any Torahs, maybe you just need to write a Torah. Maybe I'll write a Torah, but now I don't have it. That's what he's saying. You could argue with the Torah's Chaim and Taka. There are Achorim that argue with the Torah's Chaim, in which case you could write the Torah, give it to the shul, completely give it away. You are Yotzi, your mitzvah, the Maisik Ziva. In other words, is your mitzvah Maisik Ziva, your mitzvah Oni? By the way, an interesting chav. Rabbi Chi Vager's Medayik in this Torah's Chaim, let's say you give the Sefer Torah to the shul, so the Torah's Chaim is not Yotze. I'm a shutef, I'm a member of the shul. Sounds like Yotze. Owning it Peshitvus also wouldn't be good. And why would that be? It says, Kisvu Lachem es Hashirezos. Maybe you have to write it for yourself. So Esrog HaShutvin is also shy. Maybe it's not good, so maybe it also wouldn't be good. That's what Rabbi Vager's are.
Because then you wouldn't know right in the first place, because the shul probably has a Sefer Torah already, right?
Correct. It could be Etanol of some of the rain. It comes up actually in Sigurd and Chesk Sabatim on Daphne of Gimel Moral. You say, you're not there yet, yeah, but...
That
a Sefer Torah Sel Tzibor, is it owned by all the individuals? That's the pashtus, what it sounds like in the Gemara there. The Achronim handle it. But back to us. He says, even though he disagrees with the Raya from the Ramban, he thinks that Torah's Chaim Tzisot is a correct Tzisot. There is a machlokes. Let's say you buy a Torah min Ashok. The Sofer already wrote the Torah. You don't commission him to write it. You're not doing shlichas. You buy a finished Torah. Are you Yotzei the Mitzvah? So the Gemara in Menachos Nafamin Amar Aleph says it's like Kechotev Mitzvah Min Ashok. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Ayin Reish, if you don't say Reish Ayin, that's Ra, say Ayin Reish. So Simon Ayin Reish tells you the Mitzvah right to Sefer Torah. He says, you own it, you can't sell it. That's actually important that you can't sell it. And then if you look in the Ramah, he says, if you just buy a Sefer Torah min Ashuk, you're in a Yotzei. But that might sound like it's not enough to own it. You have to write it. But if you look in the Gra and the Taz over there, they say, hello, Ramah, we pass like Rashi says in that Gemara. Rashi says, it's not mitzvah in a mufchah. But if either you're still Yotzei the mitzvah. So if you hold you could be Yotzei the mitzvah without writing it, just buying it, clearly what's the yisod of the mitzvah? Not the kisvu, but the lachem. Lachem, the owning it. In which case, avada, according to the Taz and the Gra, you could argue all the Rishonim would agree that at least the fundamental yisod of the mitzvah is to own it. In which case, if you write it and you sell it, you're not doing good because once you sell it, you don't have a mitzvah anymore. Here's a big nafkamina. There is a halacha also passed in that very Sefer Shulchan Aruch. You're not supposed to sell a Sefer Torah. But in Shulchan Aruch it says, a Sefer Torah shall rabbin. But a Sefer Torah shall yachid. What's the halacha? Right? You only have to sell a Sefer Torah. Right. There's only certain exceptions. But that's a Sefer Torah shall rabbin. A Sefer Torah shall yachid, you're allowed to sell. Sam is so
funny. No, we can't have a Sefer Torah shall rabbin. That's the whole question of Shufin,
of what?
The Shufin.
No. Avada, the shul can own Sefer Torah. It might not be proper for me to take my Sefer Torah and give it to them, because then I'm not going to yotze. But Lamaisa, the shul owns Sefer Torah, right? Yeshiva University owns a lot of Sefer Torah, whatever it is. So there's no individual who's Yeshiva University, right? So he's saying maybe the president of Soy is Yeshiva University.
Yeah.
Oh. So here's the Shaila like this. Here's the Shaila. If I sell a Torah, according to Rosh Chaim, I'm in violation of a mitzvah.
Was this overselling for the service of writing it, or is that?
Can't be truly selling it for that purpose, but Samazer, let's say I own Sifrei Torah. I'm a swarm collector, based on this. So if I sell it, I'm in violation of its assay. So what right do I have to sell it? So he says, Tak, if you look in the Bach says, you're only allowed to sell Sifrei Torah if you don't need it. If you don't need it, okay. And there's a Sefer Yara Ketana that's quoted in the page Shulchan Aruch. It says that you can only sell a Sefer Torah that you bought and not a Sefer Torah that you wrote. That's based on the Ramah. That you're only yotzei the mitzvah if you write it. But we pause there. He says the Gra says, you know, as the Brisker is called the Pesach of the Gra. The Gra and the Taz say you're yotzei the mitzvah even if you buy it. And well, so how can it be you're allowed to sell it? He just asks the kash on the poskim. How could the poskim? The Bach says this chiluk, the Sefer Yad HaKetana says the chiluk, but most of the poskim, the Beis Yosef, others don't give this chiluk. How could they not give this chiluk? That it could also sell Sefer Shach as your mevatel mitzvah. Is it a kash in the Torah's chayin? He just leaves that as a tzarach here. Okay. I want to do one more piece here, and then we're going to end as my voice begins to go out. Going on to the halachas of, from the halachas of owning a Sefer Torah to the halachas of writing a Sefer Torah. Or just stand, the halachas of Sefer Torah. What?
Pun intended.
Pun intended.
Stam, the halachas of Sefer Torah.
Oh, stam. I didn't even mean it, even though you told me that joke an hour ago, and I enjoyed it. Fine. There's a halacha that a Sefer Torah must be done lishma, must be written lishma. Also, the ibud of the klaf must be made lishma. So let's say I announce when I'm beginning to be ma'abid the klaf. Being ma'abid is the way of creating the klaf. You take the leather and you make it into a klaf. I say I'm doing a l'shem Sefer Torah. And then midway I say, you know, Tak, I want to write a Sefer Cholamis. I want to write at least a book, a novel, a science book, whatever finals you have coming up. And I want to have to write a book on it. So, says in Oda Behuda, that's not a problem of Lishma v'shalo Lishma. Normally if you have Lishma v'shalo Lishma together, it's possible. Says in Oda Behuda, that's not a problem. Why? Because the Lishma is to be ma'abed it l'shem Sefer Torah. The shalo Lishma here, I didn't say I'm being ma'abed it l'shem another purpose. I just said I'm going to write something else in it. But I never mevatel my original Lishma. Okay? That's what he says. So on that, Eimek Brach has a kasha. Because Lishma doesn't mean it's time epicidin to do a Maisa Lishma without any Tama Davar. It's not just a Kriya Shame. The Kriya Shame is for the purpose of what? Saying that you're doing this because you're planning on using this cloth for a certain purpose. That's what Lishma means. Lishma means that you're doing everything, you're setting it up to be used for a certain purpose. And so if I have in mind I'm going to use it for another purpose, even if I don't say that it's the Ibud of Lashem, a different purpose, but if I have in mind that I'm going to use the Torah for a different purpose, even during the Ibud, that's considered a violation of Lishma v'shal Lishma. Then he suggests a Yishuv. It's a little bit of a fancy Yishuv. But it says like this. The Beis Yosef writes, Yerachayim, if I make a klaf, if I'm ma'abed a klaf, l'shem Sefer Torah, and then I want to use it for tefillin, is it good or is it no good? Says the Beis Yosef, it's good because it's the same level as B'chol Ma'aseh Emunah. A Torah is a higher level of Kedusha than a tefillin. So it's a good Ibur l'shem Kedusha.
If Torah is a higher level, wouldn't that be a problem? Because now you're demoting it.
Oh, so that depends whether Hazmana Milsa, Hazmana La Milsa, whatever it is. If I'm demoting it, I haven't yet used it as for a Sefer Torah. If I use something for a higher level of Kedusha, I can't demote it to a lower level. The Ibud Lishma, that's part of the Shaila. But that's not a Shaila, again, if you say. It's actually. It might be a Machlokas Rishonim. If I do the Ibud Lishma, is that a violation of Hazmana Milsa? I think there's a Ramah and a similar Midbeis quotes Iran. Don't you know? You don't know? I don't know.
Yeah, Lamed Bez is like a million C.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a very long one.
But I forgot already. But I don't remember that. But Lamaisa the Shagasari asked the Kash on this Beis Yosef I'm not going to find it out. And by the time I... I know what I'm looking for. I'm not going to find it. I don't remember if the Ramalis was a Nochos Tzvillin or Nochos...
Talmud.
Yeah. Say, yeah. Shagasari asks, I don't understand. Even if you have in mind by kachim, lishma, higher level of for a higher level of kachim, kachim, you're doing kachim kalim, that could still be a violation of shalom lishma. Even from a higher level to lower, but lamaisa, they're different. They're different. They're different things. So says the Emek Bracha, no. That's if you need to do a lishma for a specific thing, so you have different things, they're different. But where's the source that a Sefer Torah needs to be on Lishma? Is there a din that by Sefer Torah, Tzitzis of the din, Va'asulahem Tzitzis, you need to see a Lishma. The Sefer Torah have a din? Has to be, no. He quotes a Ramban of the Muhammad in Sukkah that there's a din that Dvarim Shibik Kedusha have to be done Lishma. But it's not a specific Yisod at this mitzvah, that mitzvah. It's a Yisod in Dvarim Shibik Kedusha. So it says Emek Bracha, if that's the case, it could be even a Kedusha Chamur, Kedusha Kala. There's no tefillin is a different item than a Sefer Torah. The Lishma is L'shem Kedusha. And if the Lishma is L'shem Kedusha, it's good. So he says, not by Tzitzis, by Tzitzis is not true. Tzitzis is not L'shem Kedusha. Tzitzis is L'shem Daf, L'shem Tzitzis. So he wonders if you could, like this, you could answer the Nod of Yehuda. Why? You don't need L'shem Sefer Torah, you just need a L'shem Kedusha. When I said I'm going to write a Sefer Chol on it, I wasn't mevatel the Kedusha, L'shem Kedusha. Just because I said I'm not going to use it as a Sefer Torah, maybe that doesn't undermine the Kedusha. He's still mefakfeit in that, because L'maisa, a Sefer Chol is not like Tzillin, a Sefer Chol is Chol Gamer. And presumably it's still... He's wondering if this L'shma of L'shem Kedusha is different than L'shma of something that's going to be used for a specific mitzvah. The Shema of Kedusha is not to be used for a mitzvah, it's just the Shema for the Kedusha. And so even if I said I wasn't going to use it for the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, since maybe that doesn't get rid of the Kedusha, that's what he wonders. He's still mefakvik in that. Okay, I think we're gonna stop here as my throat.
That's very nice.
Yeah. Try.